Columbia Morning at Newstalk 1400 KFRU. I mentioned going into the break that we're going to talk about the City of Refuge. It's something I know a little bit about, not a whole lot. I know it because of other media reports over the years. And I think there was a good story a year or two ago talking about programs of this, and I probably wouldn't pronounce it right, but when I was reading about it, I think I called it Safi Sana, but
no,
I don't
that's
know.
Perfect.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Jen Wheeler is here. She is the president or chair of the board, and also she tells me the founder of City of Refuge. That's neat.
Oh, well, thanks, David.
When did you start this?
Well, I met refugees back in 2008, 2009, and I started helping them, but it wasn't until 2010 when I made a formal organization to help them.
So what was your inspiration? Why did you do that?
Well, I was fascinated by them, and I really enjoyed being their friend and getting to know them and helping them find jobs. And actually, I made the organization because first I made the cleaning company, and the cleaning company is called Safi Sana, which means very clean in Swahili. But people kept giving me things and asking me for a receipt. And I said, I'm sorry, we just have this little LLC. I can't give you a receipt for your donations. And other people were giving me ideas of things they wanted to do to help the refugees. So I didn't even know if it was possible, but I met with a lawyer. I told him about my idea of starting a nonprofit to help refugees, and he helped me make that happen.
This is pretty neat. Where were the refugees from that you first met that you were so impressed with?
East Africa.
Uh-huh.
I am fascinated by their culture. I just absolutely love them to pieces.
I saw on your website, first of all, I want to read what the mission is. It's very short, and I like that. It says, our vision is to help refugees and immigrants become productive, successful, contributing members of our community. And it says here in this community, we have more than 8,000 refugees and immigrants. Is that an updated number?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty current. I mean, no one really knows. And that the more than 8,000 number is anyone born outside of the United States. So a lot of those people are students or immigrants who don't need help. Like, they're very successful. They have great jobs. They work for the university or other places. I work primarily with refugees who arrive and don't know the language, don't have a job, can't read their mail, and they need a lot of help. So I focus on a smaller number of people, and I try to help them become like everyone else.
How many people are in the cleaning company right now?
I always average about 15 to 17 cleaners. And a lot of them now are not refugees, because when I started Safi Sana, it was very difficult for me to find work for the refugees. But now employers will actually call me and are looking for refugees because they have discovered they're such hard workers. So now actually I employ a lot of single moms and people who have full-time jobs and are wanting some extra work. I still have a couple refugees, but it's interesting how our job climate has changed.
City of Refugee has had contact with refugees from how many countries? Do you know?
It's primarily about six.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they find you or do you find them? How do you get in touch? How does that connection occur?
Both. So it actually occurs from introductions from other refugees. So as we've met people over the years, they introduce us to others, because a lot of them, when they first come to Columbia, live in the same apartment complexes. And so as the refugees meet these other refugees, they say, oh, you need to meet Lori, or you need to meet Barry, just some of my employees at City of Refuge.
Jen Wheeler is the president of the board and the founder of the City of Refuge. Now, you have an event coming up this Friday.
I do.
It's a big one.
It is.
Because you've got this guy who's on the phone with us as a guest performer there. I want to introduce Joel Myers. Joel, good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you first. Joel Myers, how do you have a connection, if at all, with City of Refuge, other than being their headliner performer this Friday night?
My sister is good friends with Jen Wheeler, and she had told me about the amazing work that the City of Refuge has been doing for these refugees and these immigrants, and it really just inspired me, and I really wanted to be a part of it.
Now, Joel Myers is I'm correct? See, I get the terminology. It intimidates me. Illusionist, magician, whatever. What do you prefer?
I'm a magician, but I mean, I do mentalism, which is like reading people's minds. I do things that are more like illusions. I do magic tricks. I do all sorts of stuff. It's really interactive. It's a crazy show, and I've been doing it ever since I was a little kid. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, folks, you've seen him on America's Got Talent, on Penn and Teller Fool Us, Wizard Wars, Sci-Fi, and I think something is called Fake Off. Is that right? On the new CW? Is that right? Something like that.
Yeah, so, yeah. I did that on True TV last year. Yeah.
I was watching your video on Penn and Teller's show at about 11:30 last night. Way too late for a guy who gets up really early. But, I had already watched videos yesterday and was amazed with the things. It always amazes me. So I'm just thinking, I just don't get it. But you don't want us to get it, do you?
No, it's about really having a good time with the audience and just entertaining everybody and showing people how anything is possible. It's more about that than anything else.
Again, Joel Myers is our guest, and you can do a search for him, magician, and you'll find some of these really cool videos. What I really think that would be the most fun is when you're standing out on a street and you got a deck of cards and the people are just flabbergasted, and I just like loving the reactions of the people that you astound with your tricks.
Yeah. Street magic stuff is really fun. Yeah, what I do now is I really tour all the time. I'm getting ready to do a 60-city tour coming up in August. I'm doing 60 cities in 5 different countries. If you've seen me on any of the TV shows, this is a great chance to come see my show live. And support a great, great cause this Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to get, we'll get details from Jen Wheeler here after I let you go in a moment. How do you, this is one of the things I've wondered. I haven't been able to ask anybody who does what you do as well as you do. What during the day is your mind like when you're saying, okay, what can I do next? I mean, do you just sit down and just kind of go into this zone and saying, okay, or does the idea just come from out of the air someplace and just doing something regular during the day?
It can come from anything, man. You know, I'll watch movies and I'll get inspired by movies. You know, I love like Disney movies, that kind of thing. I'll look at ideas or dreams that I have, things, from when I was a little kid, that kind of thing. You know, I travel full time. So, you know, being on the road, I have a lot of time to think whenever I'm traveling, in between traveling, meeting people. There's all sorts of different things, you know, and I've been doing it for so long. I know some of the big guys in the business, you know, guys like David Copperfield and David Blaine, some of these guys, and, you know, they'll inspire me, you know, so it's like all sorts of different things, man. I've just been doing it for such a long time, and I just, there's so many different ways I can get inspired to do what I do. It's really cool.
Okay, then one other thing I wanted to ask you. So we see the end product. You know, if I watch a basketball player, football player, baseball player, or an athlete in any sport, I know that they put in a whole lot of hours behind the scenes to get to the level of the elite. So we see the final product. What's the practice like?
You know, I've been, like I said, I've been doing it since I was a little kid. And so really, I do so many shows every week. I'm constantly on the road. So to put a new routine in the show, it can take anywhere from a year to 5 years or so. You know, there's a few bits in my show, that you'll see this weekend that I've been working on for upwards of 5 to 10 years. You know, it takes a long time to really master, not only a trick or whatever, but an actual routine, you know, just making it as good as it can be. I'm never really satisfied with it. I always like to make it better.
Well, so. Then I'm going to squeeze in one more question then in regard to that, because I was wondering as you were giving that answer, how many times have you started down the path towards saying, this is going to be my next new addition to my routine, and then said, it's never going to work, I have to ditch this one?
That happens a lot, and there's times where I'll think, oh, I'm so excited about putting this new bit in the show, I'll start doing the bit, and then, a year later or something, it ends up being a whole new bit from what I originally started it to be. So, yeah, I mean, it's a crazy process. It really is.
Well, I think it's going to be great this Friday night. I hope a lot of people will come out. I hope that we can encourage more to come out by having our conversation with you. Joel Myers, I'm going to let you go so that Jen Wheeler can give me... Jen, do you want to say anything to Joel before I let him go?
Well, I want everyone to know that Joel is actually from Columbia.
Yeah.
So if his name sounds familiar, that's because he is a hometown boy that's gone on to do amazing things.
Yeah. I'm originally from Columbia. I live in Los Angeles now, but I love Columbia. I'm super excited about coming back this Friday, and I hope to see... as many people there as we could possibly get.
Do you make many visits to Columbia anymore?
My family's still there, so I see everybody every once in a while. So yeah, I mean, I love Columbia, and anytime I can come back, I love it, and I'm super excited about coming back this Friday.
Well, I'm grateful for your time today. Thank you very much for spending time with us, and we'll let you go.
Thanks, Dave. All right, Jen, we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Joel.
Joel Myers, again, Joel Meyers. If you, some people are going to run and do a search for that right now to see some of these tricks. They're really good. Do you like magic?
Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted him to come. It's amazing. I love magicians.
Don't they make you feel a little bit insecure?
Well, I've never seen a great one in person. I've just seen them on America's Got Talent, uh-huh. which is going on right now this summer. So I'm so excited to actually see a great magician in person.
So where is he going to be?
He's going to be at the Christian Fellowship Auditorium this Friday. The show starts at 7. I'm going to have food trucks there starting around 5:30 if you want to just come from work and with your family and eat there and then watch a great show. You can get tickets at the door. Tickets are $20 for general admission, or you can get tickets at any of the Tiger Pediatrics locations or online at everyeventgives.com.
You have information also, I think, through your website over on my social media page.
Yeah, my Facebook page for City of Refuge, Columbia. You'll find even more information.
So is he going to be the whole show on Friday night?
He is.
That's it, huh?
Yes.
7 o'clock. And where's the church?
It's Christian Fellowship School and Church. It's over off of Christian Fellowship Road, which is off Scott.
Yes. All right. Well, I think this is pretty neat. I hope there's a big crowd for this. You feel good about it?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited.
Joel Myers, who will be there raising money for City of Refuge. You can find out more about City of Refuge on the website at cityofrefugecolumbia.org. Best of luck to you. Thank you for what you're doing for the refugees in this community. Thank you.
Thank you, David.